Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is healing class. I just want to say this is one of the things I love about our church is that every week we make healing class part of our teaching here because it's so important.
Yes.
Healing is part of our salvation. Divine health is part of our salvation. It's in His name. It's in Jesus' own name. Healing and wholeness is part of it. We need to be able to receive that, but not only receive it, but minister it to others. So that's the whole point of healing class, right? So we can learn how to receive healing for ourselves, but not only for ourselves, because we need to be that funnel, mm-hmm. not a bucket, but a funnel, where God's word pours in us and through us. But a funnel gets wet when the water goes through, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about healing class and Hot Rock Church. So this morning we're going to start off. Sister Doris has a message for us. So if you would, welcome Doris.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Doris.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm excited to be here. What about you?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Your toenails are so sweet.
Oh, jeez. Thank you.
Thank you. Like a lime green.
Thank you. Well, this is healing class. And on that note, I just want to ask, when you think about healing and people that have received healing in the Bible, is there anybody in particular that comes to mind? Anybody?
I love it. The one with where the woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else?
I love the story of Joseph and how the whole entire family got healing through Joseph.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Anybody else? Anybody else would like to elaborate or share?
The centurion. I mean, when Jesus, the faith of him.
Okay. That's exciting to know. And because when I think about healing and those that have received healing in the Bible, I always think about the woman with the issue of blood. And maybe it's because I'm a woman and I can't imagine bleeding for 12 years. I mean, not 3 to 4 days, let alone 12 years. So she always stands out in my mind. And when I think about her, I need to let this up a little bit. I'm sorry, I should have done that in the beginning. Okay, right about there. Okay, yes. When I think about her, some things come to mind, such as, I don't know her name, but I do know her situation. I don't know the intricate details about her life, and you know, but I know one thing, she had a need. And that was the most important thing. She had a need, just like some of us have needs from time to time, whereas healing is concerned. Her condition, yes.
Her body was like literally eating away.
Can you imagine? I mean, like I said, that's inconceivable to me.
Yes.
You know, 12 years, it's something. Her condition was not only physically debilitating, but it disqualified her from things such as marriage, as well as she was ritually unclean. This meant that she was unable to live a normal life. You know, she had to slither around and, you know, she couldn't be near people. And I mean, that's just inconceivable to me. I guess it's because of me. I'm such a people person. You know, I love people. I love interacting with people. And I could not imagine to have to live a life like that. So in a sense, you could say that she was like dead to people. She was dead to the people around her. And one thing that the woman with the issue of blood teaches us, and me in particular, is the power of faith. The power of faith. It teaches us that if we not only dare to believe, but also act on what we believe, we can receive miraculous healing for ourselves and for others. And that's the most important thing. It also lets us know that faith, it teaches us that consistency in the Word of God, it will produce faith that heals, consistency. In the Gospels, in Mark, Matthew, and Luke, you'll find the story of the woman with the issue of blood. We know that faith, you know, we hear it time and time again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But what does that really mean? What does it mean to you? Anybody in particular? What does that mean to you? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, she still sought the Lord. She probably had, not only was she dead to the people around her, but bleeding that much, how can you even have enough iron to function? And so she really was determined to follow her faith to Jesus.
That's it. She was determined. She had spent all she had. You know, and when I first read it, I was thinking like, wow, she spent all her money, everything she had. But then she heard about Jesus, you know, and that's how it is with us. You know, we do all we can. We go to doctors. We do all of these things. But then we hear about Jesus and his message about healing and faith, you know. And as we continue to just seek and devour that word, revelation, knowledge becomes just, it's like a light bulb goes off. You know, I came from a church that was a traditional apostolic Pentecostal church. And if anybody knows anything about apostolic Pentecostal churches, you know that we're very strict in things. No multicolored toenail polish with shoes about it. You know what I'm saying? None of that. You know, no makeup. You know, skirts down to the ankle. You know, that sort of thing. And very, very, it felt condemning. You know, it felt condemning. Don't do this. All right, wait a minute. You're taking communion. Have you examined yourself? You know, but then when I heard about grace in Jesus and what he has done, he's already done for me. Not nothing I have to work for and try to do and all these kind of things. It's already done. You know, it was like a light bulb went off in me, you know, in my heart. And it's so exciting because now I want to share it with others. I want others to know about it. So now, God desires for us to keep trusting in him, in his word, keep believing in him, in his word, keep focusing on him and his word, rather than on outward circumstances. Because let me tell you, once you begin to stand on your healing, oh, don't believe, don't think that the adversary is not going to come and try to snatch it back. You know, he'll have you thinking, well, maybe I should go to, maybe I'll do. I'm healed. And my healing is not predicated on anything that I feel. I'm standing now, believing God for the manifestation of a healing that's already mine. But I know I'm healed. God said his word will not return unto him void. I'm talking about faith that heals. And that's what it takes. In some circumstances, you gotta have faith. If you don't have faith, let me tell you, you will waver. You know, you begin to think all kinds of things, but have faith. Have faith in who? In God. In his word. It will. God's word will work for you. How do you get to the place where you see healing take place in you and through you? It starts with a mind renewal. It starts with a mind. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed or in harmony to this world, but be transformed, changed, sort of like a caterpillar into a butterfly, you know, by the renewing of your mind. Faith is based on knowledge. Faith is based on knowledge. And everything we need to know about healing is in the Word of God. Everything. The world will tell us contrary, you know, that doesn't happen now. That healing doesn't take place now. What does God's Word say? You know, in Isaiah 53:4-5, did it say that we will one day be healed? You know, it says we were healed. So that's what I stand on, even when my body is crying out to me, the pain or whatever it is, I'm standing on the word. I have walked out of situations into the manifestation of my healing. And it's so miraculous. And so I think now I say, you know what? I say like David. If he delivered me from the paw of the lion and the bear, he'll deliver me from this. I'm already delivered. I just got to get my body to realize that. So it's just knowing that we have a right. We have authority in the name. We have authority to use the name. And I use it. You know, there was a time when I didn't know. But when you know the way, you go the way. So, honey, when something tried to come against me, I put the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus on it. I'm talking about faith that heals. And that faith has to be consistent. It can't be up 1 minute, down 1 minute. You know, next, well, I'll try this, maybe this will. What does God's word say? Stand on that. Stand on that. When all else fail, still stand on that. 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, Jesus, by his divine power, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue. What does that mean? Everything that we need, we have already been given. All we have to know is how to tap into it, how to receive it, so to speak. It says that, what is knowledge? The Bible says in Proverbs 15 and 14, it says, the heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge. We seek it. We seek it through God's word. We seek it through the scriptures. We seek it through prayer time with him. We seek it. This is how we build faith that heals. When we grasp hold of faith that heals, the truth begins to take place in our life. You know, it's like I said about that light bulb. Sometimes it's like an aha moment. Oh, have you ever read a scripture, I mean, time and time again, and then read it one day and say, wow, oh, you know, it's like, I get it now. And that's what it's all about. It's about maintaining that consistency with the Word of God. You know, in the Bible, it doesn't say everybody was healed right at that time. Some was healed as they went, you see. So don't begin to placate, well, it didn't happen for me like it happened for him, or it didn't happen, why didn't it happen? Listen, don't get into that. Don't let the devil get to using your mind against you, because he will. He'll pull out every trick he can to get you to think, well, I don't know, maybe it's not working for me, because, I mean, look at him, and he had something much worse than me, you know. Stay consistent. Stay with the Word of God. What is God telling you? I remember when the pastor was telling us about how he had this situation with his something going on with his tongue. And he was praying and praying about, God told him to take vitamin C. You know, stay with God. Don't go drifting off to all these other things. Stay with God. He knows what's best for you. So now, Proverbs 20:22, I like where it says, my son, attend to my words, incline your ears to my saying. In fact, let's turn to Proverbs. And I want to look at verse 21 and 22, because we're to incline our ears to his sayings and give our attentions to God's word.
What chapter was that?
That's Proverbs 4, 20 and 21 and 22. Okay. Now 21 says, do not let them part from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. That's point blank. Sometimes when I post on Facebook, after my post, I'll put, enough said. That is one of those enough said moments. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. How do you get them in your heart? Through your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. And do not let them depart from your eyes. For they are light to those who find them and health to all their flesh. I mean, that's self-explanatory. When we do what God says do, the way that God says to do it, it works every time. And I love that Gloria Copeland always said, just do what God says do, the way God said do it. Point blank. You see, That brings about faith that heals, people of God. I just want to encourage you today. There's a scripture that I hold dear to my heart. And it says, it's in James 4:7. And it simply says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. You know, a lot of times we'll hear that said, you know, just resist the devil and he'll flee. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He will flee. It's the word of God clearly states that. Continue to believe. Continue to hear. Continue to read. Continue to get God's word in your heart in order to get it into your, keep it before your eyes so that you can get it into your heart. It'll work for you. It will work, and I'm a witness to that. I've walked through so many things and come through so many things just believing God. This morning, I just want to share with you briefly faith that heals. God bless you. Oops. Excuse me.
That was a good word.
Thank you, Doris.
Father, thank you so much for the word that you brought. Thank you for the word that you're bringing. Thank you for your healing, your peace, your joy,
yes,
your love,
right,
your
now,
wholeness.
Father,
help us to just absorb your word, to know you more, to know your healing.
Yes.
To experience it and to share it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Doris.
Thank you.
It's funny. I knew what she was teaching on, but I thought she was going a whole different direction. But somehow or another, God had me do stuff that was going to fall right in line.
Praise God.
Right in line.
He always does do that.
He's always on top of stuff.
Praise God.
And like she was saying.
Thank you, Jesus.
What she said, what does it mean to hear from God? This is what it means. You hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just you read the word, but you heard him speak through the mm-hmm. word. See, we should be people. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
If you're born again, you hear his voice.
Yes.
You may doubt if you're hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
You may be so busy with the world that you're not hearing it. But that's just a matter of tuning other things out so you can hear. We should be able to hear. And when you hear a word, direct word from God, that's where faith begins.
Praise
that's when you know that you know that you know. And you stick
Praise
with what
God.
It says. Great word. So I want to talk about the title of my teaching is going to be called Stand. I think I just heard
Amen.
That a minute ago about stand,
Amen.
Right? Stand. So we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6, around verse 10, and we're going to talk about, there's a section of the full armor of God here. Now this portion of scripture, I did a teaching on, I forget what we called it, but it was about the full armor of God. And I'm going to kind of look at this. It's still going in that direction, but we're going to look at how it pertains to healing, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
this is definitely in that realm too. Verse 10, chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in what?
The Lord.
And not in yourself, right?
That's right.
Yourself's going to let you down. Be strong in the Lord and the power of
His
might. His might. The power of His might. Like, wait a second. He rose Jesus from the dead, and the whole earth, like, shook, and a bunch of people come out of the ground that were dead. You read that, right?
Yeah.
That's some mighty power. I can't do that on my own, can you? I mean, what's impossible for God?
Nothing.
I'm just saying. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's
mm-hmm.
sneaky. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Yes.
Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day.
Mm-hmm.
That's when something's coming against you. There's a sickness or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It comes.
Oh, yeah.
This is life. But so that you could stand, having done all to stand, stand.
Yeah.
Now, you might read that and say, this sounds like, hey, I've done everything I can, I'm just going to stand. But that is not the context. This context, if you study it out, says, having done all to stand, stand because you are victorious.
Yes.
Just stand. You've already won.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about just standing and just, come on, Lord, please. This context is talking about you have already got it.
Mm-hmm.
Stand.
Mm-hmm.
because he's already defeated.
Yes.
Man, that's your victory. So when you feel sick, there's something in your body that's going on. Where's the battleground at? Would it be in that sickness?
And then look in your mind.
Be in your mind, right? Mm-hmm. We just saw how there's principalities and such, and you know, spiritual hosts of demons, mm-hmm. and things like that. And you might be tempted to think, okay, I've got an illness, and that's my enemy, that's my problem, and I need to attack that. But everything starts in the mind. Yes. So you may have symptoms in your body, but the devil can get you thinking on something. He can get you believing it.
That's right.
What would be some examples of you start feeling something going on wrong in you that the devil could do to kind of get you believing something false?
Oh, my brother had that same kind of symptom, and now, you know, my mother had it, and now I'm having it, mm-hmm. you know, thinking along those lines. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. God's word works for some, but not for everybody.
Right. A lot of my family say it runs in the family.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's flu season. I might as well, you know,
right. They have
just
so,
what it is, right?
Right.
You know. There is no season that God's word isn't true.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Sometimes you're just your own worst enemy in the area of thoughts. Mm-hmm. So how does this happen? How do we become our own worst enemy with our thoughts? Let me give you an example. The church in Ephesus. Now, Ephesus was a place that was very rich. It was a shipping port. All kinds of areas came in and through there, and it was very prosperous. You could say, in a way, it was the America. In America's really prosperous times back then, uh-huh. in Ephesus, okay? It was a very pagan place too. Witchcraft and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was super pagan. Then guess what happened? Missionaries went in there with the gospel, and that city got changed. I mean, the city got saved.
Yeah.
So much so that they took all their pagan books and their witchcraft books and stuff and had them a big old burning book thing in the middle of this town square. I mean, this church was birthed in power. Great things were happening.
Yes.
But if you read in Book of Revelations about the church of Ephesus, he had some things to say about them. I think they left their first love, and mm-hmm. there was things that he was saying, you know, you're missing it. Mm-hmm. How did they go from such great power, burning all those books, a whole city, to have this against you? How does that happen? Little by little, they let the world come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little by little. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have experienced that. Mm-hmm. We got born again. God seems so big. Mm-hmm. So wonderful. I mean, it's like he was there all the time, giving you like the tingle touches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You could believe easy. Saw great things happen in your life and in people around you. Mm-hmm. Little by little, the world comes in and eats away at things. So nobody gets up one morning and says, I ain't following God anymore.
Right, right.
The boundary lines of where you're willing to go. This is God's word, and I'm sticking with it.
That's it.
Starts to blur the more the world comes in. Before you know it, that line's back there somewhere. This is what happened with the church of Ephesus. This is what happens with our mind.
Yeah.
We spend too much time watching the news and see what the news has to say about a pandemic or a sickness or whatever. And we start believing that instead of God's word.
Amen.
So in Ephesians 6 it said, again, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Mm-hmm. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. In this passage, Paul's letting us know that we have an enemy, and he's crafty.
Yeah.
But he's defeated. Mm-hmm. But he's defeated. Yeah.
Well, the Lord gives me such awesome analogies. He gave me the analogy one time. You know the Wizard of Oz? and how Dorothy and her tin man and the straw man, all of them, they were going along. This is the analogy he gave me concerning the adversary. You know, well, the lion jumped out on him and he said, I'm going to tear you from limb to limb. I'm going to do this and that. And all of a sudden, everybody got scared. The straw man and everybody was cowering back. And Dorothy stepped up and said, shame on you. And he said, ho, 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 what you going to do that for? And that's the analogy that God gave me concerning the adversary. It really is. And it was so clear in my mind. You know, he's so rough and he's so fierce and he's so, you know. But he's nothing but a defeated force. Well, he's a toothless lion, you know. Yeah.
He goes about roaring, seeking who he may devour.
Yeah.
And, you know, in nature, the roaring lion is not the one you have to worry about. The roaring lion is the big male that's back there just roaring and making a fuss, and everyone's paying attention. All the gazelles and everything are paying attention to the roaring lion over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the female that's being quiet that comes in and takes
See
one.
See there? See? Look at that.
Good word. Listen, the devil only has the power in our lives that we give him.
That's right. That's right.
We've already gotten everything that Christ has is ours also. He's already defeated, and the only ground he could take is the ground that you're willing to give him.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be on ground, on guard, and prepared to stand against his tactics, because he's wily, he's deceptive. You know, he comes in there, sneaks with those little things. The sickness comes in, and immediately you're like, could that be cancer?
Right.
What is that? How come it's not going away? If you spoke over it, I had an issue, my thumb was all swollen up. I mean, it was really bad for a while. And I listened to the Lord, I spoke the scriptures over, and I just didn't believe. Well, you know, it's gotten a little bit better over the past month or so, but it's not totally back to normal.
You're standing.
I have no doubt that it will, because
that's right.
I already have victory.
That's
I am
right.
Standing in the victory I already
that's
have.
That's right.
I'm not trying to get something I don't already have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing on what I already have.
That's right.
That can't stay.
That can't stay.
That can't stay.
It can't stay.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be gone.
That's right.
Now, I've had other things that gone like that.
Yeah.
This is taking a little longer. Doesn't matter. It's still gone. It cannot stay. That's victory.
That's victory.
You stand on that and stand on that truth. So we need to be prepared to stand. How do we do that? How do we stand in that victory? You have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to do it for you. It has to be a choice you daily make.
Mm-hmm.
A choice to stay word focused. That's the big battle right there, right?
Yeah.
You got the world coming at you from every direction. Will you choose to stay word focused in what God's word says?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to listen to everything else that comes along?
You know, when COVID hit, and I had lung issues,
mm-hmm.
God's healing me on, and at work they would come up to me and say, you're high risk. What are you doing here? You're high risk. What are you doing here? You know, you're going to get sick. And they spoke that over to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to stand against what the world tells you.
Yeah.
And it was hard because it got there. And I remember laying in bed the one night having a hard time breathing. I said, God, I asked him, I said, give me something. And he said, you never get the flu. Why do you think you're going to get this? And he said, stand. And it was like, you're right. But that was a word that he dropped in that was for me, that I could stand.
That's right.
And then I just spoke the word over me.
Mm.
And you know what? I was good.
Yes.
And when they would say something, then that was able to say no.
That's
no,
right.
Let me push back and say no.
Thank
that
you,
is
Jesus.
Not what's going to happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
But sometimes we allow things to get put into us by other people, and we have to stand against that.
No weapon formed against us can prosper, and every word that comes against us,
I shall condemn.
Yeah. When it says, I shall condemn, that means you have an action to take
there,
right?
That's right.
You can't just think, well, no, that ain't true. You need to speak out of your mouth.
I don't receive that word.
I condemn that word.
In the name
You're trying to plant a seed in me that doesn't belong.
That's
it's not growing in this garden.
That's right.
That ain't happening.
That's right.
Yep. I love that. Yeah, you got a word from God.
That's right.
You got
that revelation word.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith in God.
Right.
Whatever he says. Have faith in God. When he gives you a word, if he tells you take this mountain and cast it into the sea, you can know that it'll be done because you heard from God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy example. But that's how crazy it is to listen to God. Whatever he says, if he said, take this mountain and be cast in the sea, if God told you to, you can count on it happening.
That's right.
But a year later, the symptoms hit. And what was that word that I stood on? You're not going to get it.
All right. All right.
So I fought against it and it was good.
Praise symptoms, God. Symptoms are like a temptation to sin. Symptoms are a temptation to sickness.
Oh, that's good.
You start feeling the temptation. You start feeling the sickness. Oh, do I have? Don't even give it life. Don't even give it life. Okay. So we choose. Mm-hmm. Choose to believe. Stay word focused. Choose to believe that we are already healed. Because that's what the word says, right? If you're born again, healing is already yours. You have divine health. You walk in divine health. It's already yours. Choose to believe the devil and sickness are defeated no matter how you presently may be feeling.
That's right. That's right.
Still a little swollen. I don't care.
That's right.
I don't care. I'm not going to let feelings dictate how I live.
That's right. Feelings are fickle.
That's right. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Oh, I wanted to also say, the enemy, his only way to get at God is to trip us up, right? Because if you hurt God's kids, that's the only way he has to get at God. If you have children, don't you hate to see people picking on your kids?
Absolutely.
It hurts you, don't it?
Absolutely.
Like, leave my kid alone.
Yeah.
Your daddy up there is like, Satan, that's my boy.
Yeah.
That's my daughter.
Yes.
And they got it. You can't have it.
Praise God.
So our enemy is not against flesh and blood. So it's these, you know, demonic influences that cause us to have our mind go in a direction other than believing what the word says. But sometimes the devil could use people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about this? You start feeling sick and you get advice from people about the illness or the sickness instead of listening for what God has to say.
Amen.
Your first response when something happens should not be to run to somebody and say, hey, have you ever had this? Hey, do you know about this? Or hey, I heard you did. Your first response should be go to God. Daddy, look what's trying to happen. Mm-hmm. You're so big. Talk to me. Mm-hmm. Give me a word. Mm-hmm. What do you say? I know what your word says, but I need to hear a direct word from you today. Mm-hmm. That should be your first. It's not wrong to talk to people. But listen, some people, I'm just saying, okay? And if this is you, I'm not pointing at anybody. I don't know your stuff. But some people have been through a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And they love to talk to you about all the stuff they've been through and what they've done and how they got and what medicines they've used and what worked and what didn't work. And they thrive off of the illnesses they've had in their life. It's their identity almost because they've been through so much.
Yeah.
And that is going to take you down the carnal road to being sick.
That's right.
There's no life in that. You need to hear what God has to say about it and believe what he says. It's okay to talk to somebody, but find somebody that has faith to talk to. Somebody's going to lift you up with the word and not give you all the ills that they've been through and what can and can't happen and stuff, okay? You can't win a spiritual battle with carnal weapons. We need to... Spirit fighting spiritual things. Mm-hmm. Spiritual things can manifest as physical things, but what's the root? Mm-hmm. Now, does this mean that we should never take medicine?
No.
Are you in faith if you're taking medicine?
Yes.
You guys are sharp. God made people with brains to know what medicines are helpful and stuff like that. I've been taking ibuprofen for the thumb.
Okay.
Amen. It helps the swelling go down. Feels better. Why do I do that if I know I'm healed? Doggone it, it hurts.
Yeah.
And until it stops hurting.
Luke was a physician.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
But
yes,
now listen. The minute I hear God say, stop taking something.
There you go.
I'm done. You know, I can't remember. Back, I used to be 450 pounds. I had high blood pressure, asthma. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. You know, I'd mow the grass and be like, you know what I'm saying? Wow. I know I'm not a little guy now, but I'm a whole lot better off than I was at that size.
Right.
I had high blood pressure. I was taking medicine. I got on fire for the Lord. And one day I heard the Lord say, because I realized I forgot to take my high blood pressure medicine. And you know what the Lord told me? Go take your blood pressure. I heard him say it. So I did. 120 over 8. I'm like, all right. And I heard him say, you'll never need it again. I stopped taking it.
Praise God.
Never need it again. Had I not heard the word, I would have just continued taking it until I heard the word. One of the other things I will mention about that is I wasn't asking him about it. I was so busy enjoying my life with him and seeing how amazing it was to know that I had a Father in heaven who loved me and he was real. I was just enjoying him. And in the midst of enjoying him, he brought it up. I didn't go looking for it, but he's so good, he brought it up.
Praise God.
And took care of it. I've never needed it again. So if you're taking medicine, keep taking it until you hear otherwise. Nothing wrong with that. If somebody has some advice for you and you hear the Lord say, go listen to this person about their advice. Our point, I think, of what we're both saying is listen to God.
That's right.
Hear what he has to say. He will meet you where you are at.
That's right. I like that.
Right. Wherever you are at. 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ,
he's a new creation.
Anybody? In Christ?
Right here.
Okay, so that's all of us, right? Is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Your spirit man is 100% holy. One with God. Never going to be any more holier than it is right now. In the middle of your sinning, if you're born again, you are 100% holy unto God.
Amen.
The righteousness of God. You've
Amen.
Been made new.
That's right.
Your spirit has been sealed with the Holy Spirit. And you may, with your mind or body, sin, but your spirit doesn't take participation in that. God sees you 100% pure because it's not by your works, it's by who you're in. The one you believed in did it for you. And he already forgave the sin you're going to do tomorrow. It's already forgiven. Does that mean we should just go ahead and do it? Paul, again, you know. Does that mean we should continue sinning so grace could abound? And you can almost feel a shudder like, no! Why would you make yourself a slave to something you've been set free of? Because listen, living in sin is just going to enslave you to something that shouldn't be part of your character or nature any longer.
Yeah.
Doesn't change your nature. Doesn't change this relationship at all. But it messes this one up big time. Right?
Yes.
All things have become new. Now all things, this is verse 18, all things are of God who has, past tense, reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. That when it says not imputing their trespasses, it means he's not charging your sins to your account. Jesus took all your sin onto his account. He became sin for you. And listen, is every sickness the devil?
No.
But where is the root? So, sickness came into the world because of? Sin came into the world, right? So every sickness has its root in sin and the devil. That doesn't mean that there's a demon every time you cough or every time something comes up. We live in a world and things just happen.
Yes.
Now, sometimes sickness is directly because of some sort of demonic influence. Maybe you've allowed something to fester. And listen, especially like if you're a worrier, if you worry all the time, man, the devil will use that to make you sick. Because worrying stresses out your body. It makes you sick. And then you may just need to have a spirit cast out, done away with, of worry, so you can let your body relax. And so sometimes sickness is directly attributed to a demon. Not always. But all of it has its root in sin.
Yeah.
Remember when Jesus said, sin no more, lest the worst thing.
Yep. Yep, sometimes that is the case. So, we've been reconciled to God meaning that there is no sin being held against us. So if God isn't holding sin against us and sickness came because of sin, well, doesn't that mean healing is yours?
It's mine.
Right?
Yeah.
If sickness came due to sin, and God is not holding sin against us, it's been eradicated.
That's
Jesus
right.
became sin for you. Right?
Yes.
How can the devil keep healing away from you?
He can't.
It was because of what Jesus took from you.
Mm-hmm.
He took everything bad and gave you his everything good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's done.
It's done.
You've been reconciled to the Father who loves you. The enemy cannot do nothing. Can't touch us. Can't touch us.
Can't touch that.
Wouldn't it be cool if I could do his little dance? That would
can't touch this.
It would be cool if I did it because y'all would get a huge laugh out of it. That's what you'd get. I just look silly. And I don't mind looking silly because watch my videos. I'm always looking
but
silly.
But laughter is a medicine, so go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you better believe it.
I'm running out of time, so let's just go Colossians. You don't have to go there. Colossians 2:15 says, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. When Jesus went to the cross and took on all our sin,
mm-hmm.
he took the devil and all his cohorts, made a public spectacle of them. Now I want to paint a picture for you. Back in the day, all right, when a kingdom would take over another kingdom, they would take their king. They'd cut off his thumbs to show you he can't hold his sword. Cut off their big toes so he couldn't walk.
Whoa.
And they'd drag that king through the city, through the streets, with a big old parade showing, we are making a public spectacle. This guy cannot harm you ever again. He's got no thumbs and no big toes. He's useless. This is the picture that's being made about Satan after Christ went to the cross and rose from the grave. He made public spectacle. Cut off his thumbs and his toes, and the only thing he's got now is a big old mouth. He's sitting around roaring and roaring and roaring, telling you, you know, that healing stuff doesn't work for everybody. Look at your other buddy over there, they died.
Right.
They're going to send a friend over saying, you got to be careful, you need to go to the hospital. Well, it's just a roaring lion. What does God's Word say? Get into the Word. Remember, in the day of evil, when it comes, what do you do? I'll stand.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll stand.
Yes.
I have the victory already. It's already mine. In that day, stand. It's yours. Know it. Don't let the world creep in and steal it, because that's what's happening. It's not that you don't have it. It's the enemy is stealing from you.
Mm-hmm.
Catch him.
Mm-hmm.
Catch him. Say, no way. You can't have it. Cannot have it. All right. I've run out of time. That's all I got time for today.
Amen.
Healing is yours.
Yes.
You have the victory. Stand on the Word.
Yes.
Guard your heart away from the things of the world. Stand on the Word. Hear what He says.
That's right.
Do what He says, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, He will make you look silly. God, when He asks you to do something, you have to step out in faith towards whatever He's asking you, whatever you're believing in. I guarantee you, I have never had a time when God said something to do something that it didn't make me feel a little silly.
Right.
Even when He said stop taking your medicine, because I had to go around and tell people, God said quit taking my medicine. You know, some people were like, oh,
oh yeah.
Don't do that. You will look silly. Be okay with it. Because He gets the glory.
Praise God.
Because it's all Him
yes.
anyway.
Praise God.
Right?
Hallelujah.
Father, thank you so much that healing is ours. Thank you that we have the victory already. Father, let us stand. Help us
yes.
to stand in your word, hear your voice, and push every other voice out that we would condemn any word otherwise. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.